Good morning. It's 7:35 a.m. on Monday, March the 25th, 2019. I think I got all those numbers right. Close enough. So, yeah. Whew. Yeah, 7:35. I got out at, stood up from my desk at 7:10 because I said it's 7 o'clock. I have to go for my walk. It's a kind of a blah morning. The overcast, the dampness in the air. It's 40 degrees out, but it feels a lot colder. Luckily, I put on my fleece hood. I'm overdressed for the day. There's no question about that. But where am I? I put on my fleece hood. I got on my parka. I got on my gloves. Well, my face is feeling stiff from the cold. My nose feels like it's freezing off. The book is coming along. I got today's the last day of the Ruckman Fiction Writers novel Rama. I've got to do the sprints this afternoon from 1 to 4. I will be the sprintmeister. I will be doing 25-minute sprints. I tried to do a couple of 50-minute sprints that people were doing. It's like, around 40 minutes, I started looking around. I was no longer in the story. I was sort of just like, how much longer do I have? And that's not good. That just eats into word count. That eats into story immersion. Doesn't work for me. So yesterday I started, when they were doing 50-minute sprints, I would do my 2 25s. I would do a 25-minute sprint, a 5-minute break, start the second one. And while everybody else was, knocking off at 50 minutes into the hour, I would knock off at 55. But the word counts were much better for the 2 25s than it was for 150s. So, worked out. I'm at 21 and change, 21,000 and something words. I don't need... The remaining word count to make 25,000 for 4 days is under 4,000 words. So, basically 8 sprints, maybe 7, and I'll have broken the 25,000 word 4-day plateau and earned my novel Rama badge. It's been a lot of fun. It's also been a lot of work. I've had to put off pretty much everything that's not Novel Rama. Last night I was able to I was able to tick out at, I think it was 6:30 last night, put me well over the required 18,750 words I needed for yesterday. So I had the rest of the evening off. I got up at 6. I played for about an hour. Still playing Banished. It's becoming less interesting. So that game is going to have to go back on the shelf for a while here pretty soon, I suspect. Yeah, it's definitely a resource management game. Now, once you've... The difficulty is that there's no real good way to manage the resources. I'm constantly running from one thing to another to another to another. I hit a population plateau at about 70 years. And that's a problem because I'm not getting enough new people born, or more precisely, I'm getting just about the same number of new people born as I'm getting old people dying. And this way is, it's likely to end badly. I've played this game enough to know that you either need to be growing or you're going to die. So I need to make some adjustments here at year 75. There are only about 5 or 6 achievements left in the game that I haven't done. I'm trying to get the wells. It's called fireproofing. Fireproof. And you need to build 20 wells. Which is a challenge unless you want to do something stupid like build 20 wells and along the same stretch of dirt road or something. And there's no way to tell how many I've actually done. There's no counter anywhere that says, all right, you've got 15 of 20, you just need 4 more or 5 more, whatever it is. So that's kind of tedious. Or if there is, I haven't found it. I have to look and see. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe the first time. So I may need to find a new game. I need to get this book done. I just realized I've only got a few days before it has to go to Karen. Because today's the 25th and she's supposed to have it on April 1st. Which means I need to get it done so I can get it to beta readers for at least a couple of days before she gets it. This afternoon is going to be a little bit messy. I've got Cisco business this afternoon. And I'm supposed to be running the afternoon sprints. So what I need to do is set up the afternoon sprints in advance. Uh, Oh, there's the sun. It's not bright sun, but it's a glowing disc behind the clouds. It's kind of yucky. Push the big fleece hood back. Unzip the coat. I'm working up a sweat here, and that's not... helpful. So the book is coming together and going through and finding places where I need to have story that it isn't there yet. It's been an interesting exercise. You ready to sit with me? Monk post. That's an interesting. I can't really see very well. It looks like an ambulance parked on the sidewalk. It's a long way away. It's like a half a mile away. So yeah, in finding the holes, the story has gotten a lot richer. The story has gotten, well, I'm over 90,000 words, and I still got a couple of big chunks of writing that have to happen. So it's going to be, my second draft is going to take probably a little bit longer. Getting all of this stuff in the right order. Right now I have a bunch of numbered chapters. I have a bunch of single letter chapters, so chapter A, B, C, D. I have some X chapters, so X, W, X, B. And I have a bunch of Z chapters. And they're roughly where I think they should go. The X chapters come later in the book. The Z chapters are the ones that I wrote in reverse order. So I wrote the last chapter. I like it. It's the last. I'm sure it's the last chapter. And then I wrote the chapter that came before it. And then I wrote the chapter that came before it. And that was the mental gymnastics there were. Grim. They're very hard. I keep staring at this vehicle. There's a concrete path that runs from where the street ends here and turns north. That runs alongside the south edge of the park. And it's basically a double wide walking path. Uh, And it looks like there's, well, no, it looks like it, there is, like I said, it looks like there is a truck parked in the middle of it. It has those little, it's a big square body truck, and it looks like it has those ambulance lights on the upper corners. And so far away from it, I can't tell if they're blinking blue and red or just blinking warning lights, because it's actually something like a city maintenance truck or something. Guy standing in the middle of the sidewalk in front of it, just can't really tell what he's doing. Oh, I wonder if it's the graffiti truck. We are indeed. Good morning. Met that guy about a mile ago going the other direction. That's what it is. It's the graffiti cleanup truck. The lights are flashing in the corners, but they're white flashing warning lights, they're not. It's like I couldn't imagine what the hell he was doing. And I'm close enough now, I can see he's got some spray cleaners and stuff, and there's some sort of shiny material on the sidewalk. That was reflecting the headlights. The truck's headlights are still on. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting challenge. There's a lot of chapters. And some of them are very short. So I need to see. Some of the short chapters might get combined with scene breaks. Once I figure out where they go chronologically, there's some of them that I know the sequence of the chapter, I just don't know the chronology of the chapter. So, for example, Angela Pirano takes over from Jimmy, and Angela's pissed. So, the change of command from Angela, from Jimmy to Angela, is one of the sequences. And then, there, the St. Cloud lease is their 100-year lease is up for renewal, and so they get an audit. So their 90-year audit to make sure that what they're doing is legit, to make the recommendations for whether or not to renew the lease. And so that's a sequence. And then the efforts to mitigate or correct the discrepancies found during the audit is a sequence. And Sarah's story, which has been largely missing, is going in there. And those are basically the single letter A, B, C, D, E chapters. And I'm not convinced that I'm writing them in the right order, in the right sequence. Like we did with South Coast Otto's gift becoming more apparent to him. So does it become more apparent to Sarah. It's an interesting challenge. But that said, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.